no doubt that our small island community, which have been left behind by government policies over the generations, will be glad to see, yes, a light in Inishkeira, yes, in Gola and in the other smaller islands. But the reality is that we're not getting a fair slice of the pie here. Why? Because the government has made a decision not to fund our island community adequately, not to invest into our island community to try to get the new generation of islanders back to the islands to make them their homes once again. What they do is they drip feed us small little pennies, which is absolutely patronising to our island community. And I, as local councillor, I will certainly not be silent and turn around and try to make this into a good news story, when the reality is that within the Cóirlí Chun Beag an Ingall, we've been consistently asking the Fianna Fáil from the Gael government for the adequate funding to employ the adequate staff that we need to carry out major works that our island and fishing community highly depend on. Cé Rannaí and Éireann Mór, Cé Stíchentáirí, that the Corcommon are working really, really hard to achieve. We see the Cé in Gola, where we've seen a huge footfall over years now coming in to visit the islands, people returning home after generations have been away and want to visit their, you know, their motherland or their mother islands. And the reality is there's so many other islands that are being left behind. And it's all, I could name quite a high number of them, and Inishfría and Inishshutter and Inishbofin. There's loads of islands there who are doing their utmost to try to develop their islands community, to bring life back onto the islands community that has been shattered by the policy of government over the years. But the unfortunate reality is the government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, have made a very, very clear decision only to drip feed us a small bit of money and then pretend this is a good news story.
Your belief
not
is
a good news story when we've been left behind constantly.
Your belief is that there should be a specific engineer working within the Glenties Municipal District with responsibility for islands to facilitate work necessary on islands, and until such a time as that engineer is appointed, you believe the islands will not get a fair crack of the whip?
No, they won't, because the reality is that our staff within the marine section works extremely hard and who are extremely dedicated to the work that they do. They want to see the island community and our coastal community progress. But the reality is we don't have the adequate staff. And that's just the facts of it. That's the blunt facts of it, that we don't have enough staff. We've requested and requested from the government to fund the engineers to be based in Taihant and the Glanty, so that the main focus of she or he will be our island communities. Last week, I was making contact with Rin to try to find out where we're at. This morning alone, before I heard about this announcement, I was on to the Rin as well, because we're also looking for the barge services that I believed would have been here before the summer season to give a chance and a lift up to our island communities, and especially those young ones who clearly identify themselves as islanders and who wants to build a home on the islands, because now people can afford maybe a rib or a boat and it makes it more accessible for them to be able to go to work on a daily basis, and especially those who are looking or who work within the internet or depend on the internet service, and that's more accessible. But the reality is the government has made a decision that is continuous over many generations. It's just not to bother with our island community.